Coming up on today's Locked On Angels, are the Halos going to make a move for Robbie Ray? We're going to break it down from the positive side, the negative thing, pros and cons, and see if the Angels will bring in the reigning Cy Young winner. That's all coming up right now on Locked On Angels.
You are Locked On Angels, your daily Los Angeles Angels podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to Locked On Angels, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. And thanks for making Locked On Angels your first listen of the day every single day. You can shoot me a follow on Twitter, Steve Granato. That's at Steve Granato, G-R-A-N-A-D-O. I'm the host of Locked On Angels. And I want to thank you again for checking us out here today. This is a part of our Making the Case series, where we are examining all the top free agents and trade targets here of the 2021-22 offseason and seeing if they will be a good fit for the Halos. If you have missed our other episodes, they are still available. Other ones that we've already done on Marcus Stroman and Max Scherzer, and we're going to continue looking at all the free agents here of the offseason and, again, potential trade targets as well. So if you haven't checked those out already, go check those out. They are available here on YouTube, and of course, if you're listening on the audio side, they're available there as well. If you are listening to this before Thanksgiving, I want to remind you to shoot us a tweet at Locked On Angels and tell us what you are thankful for in Angels baseball. Of course, you can also call me, 714-409-6396. That's 714-409-6396. It's in the episode description. Tell me what you are thankful for. We're having a full Thanksgiving episode. Okay, if you're listening to it this after Thanksgiving, then that's done, obviously. Okay, so like I said, we've already done Marcus Stroman. We've already done Max Scherzer. We're going to stay on the pitching front, and we are going to talk about Robbie Ray and see if he would be a good fit for the Angels. We'll break it down here in three different segments. Positives here, why the Angels will sign him or should be heavily considering him here in the first half. In the second part of our show, we will take the negative side and say, no, they shouldn't, steer clear, all that kind of stuff. And then we will also, in the final segment, come to a verdict at the end and, of course, ask your opinion. If you have an opinion on this, let me know down in the comments section below. All right, let's go ahead and get started. Robbie Ray, left-handed pitcher, reigning Cy Young, the former Tiger, former Diamondback, and, of course, the most recent Toronto Blue Jay, the Cy Young winner in 2021. He's 30 years old, left-handed arm, and really had a resurgence or a coming of age, I guess it seemed like, in 2021. He was a guy that had only had one All-Star nod prior to this 2021 season, had a really rough start in his career in Detroit, went out to the desert, and was a middling starting pitcher, never really took off, kind of had a couple of good years. 2017 was a real good year for him, but never really had that consistent base. This year, however, completely different story. 2021 was obviously a great season for Robbie Ray. So let's go ahead and break down what happened in 2021 and why he was able to be so successful. What are the numbers that really helped him moving forward? What was he focusing on? Well, first things first, he kind of redefined what he was here in the offseason, was trying to redefine it entering into 2020. Obviously, pandemic threw everything off, but then really was able to come to fruition. He changed his delivery up. He was not stretching out his arm as much in his windup, and was able to kind of slow things down in that regard, not put so much stress on his body. He was able to add a couple of miles an hour to his fastball. Let's go ahead and take a look at his pitch mix here. Fastball, slider, curve, and change is what he's rolling with. His fastball, he was using the most here and really upped his fastball usage. It was his highest peak since 2017. Which was at 59.3% fastball usage in 2017. This season in 2021, that did spike a little bit higher to 59.8. His absolute peak was in 2015 when he was throwing almost all fastballs at 71.8. But the real thing, he added a few miles to that fastball. He was averaging just shy of 95 miles an hour on the heater, now at 94.8. So he's living right there, right in the mid-90s, touches in the uppers. So that is going to be his go-to pitch. And that was what his big success was this year, was throwing more fastballs than he had in years past. Mixed in the slider, 31% slider usage, 88.7 miles an hour. And then his off-speed stuff, aside from the fastball slider, his more harder stuff, he was really sticking with the fast stuff this year. Curveball all the way down to 6% usage, and that's a significant less reliance, down from its peak in 2017 when he was mostly fastball, curveball. In 2017, that was all the way up at nearly 21%. that curveball down at 82.6 miles an hour, and his changeup was his least used pitch. Back in 2014, when he was in Detroit, he was fastball changeup. That was really him. 3.2% at 88 miles an hour. So he was really relying on his hard stuff and his hard breaking stuff in 2021. And that's what led to the resurgence and what led to the good stuff for him this year. Prior to this season, 2017 was the year. Again, that was his only all-star year. And those numbers in 2017, while he was relying on different stuff, are fairly similar. This is kind of where we're coming at. As far as strikeout rate, it's been pretty consistent. He's usually around 11 to 12 strikeouts per nine, which are really good. So that hasn't changed. That has been true throughout his career, even as he has changed his repertoire and his pitching mentality a little bit. And of course, now has changed his delivery. So the Angels are looking at all these numbers, and just like everybody else is, right? There's a bit of a fight for Robbie Ray, I got to imagine. But the 11 to 12 strikeout per nine, that's always been there. I mean, you could look at the numbers. They are very similar in this category. What really changed Robbie Ray this year, and what really you can look at these, I have a couple of numbers that you can really look at to see why he was successful. We know what he changed and his mentality, what has changed. But these are the results. The results are the walk rate absolutely plummeted this year, just completely fell off a cliff. And that's great, right? 2021, it was the lowest in his entire career. Walks per nine in 2021, 2.42. That was over five more walks per nine in 2020. I know that was a shortened year, but still echoes the same sentiment. Walks per nine in 2020, 7.84, which was a career high. Walks per nine in 2021, 2.42, a career low. And the other number that I want to look at, his runners left on base percentage, 90.1% in 2021, 90.1%. So that means 9 out of 10 base runners that he let get on base stayed on base and did not score. So these are all phenomenal numbers, right? These are all really good numbers for Robbie Ray. So he was allowing fewer base runners, and even if they did get on, he wasn't allowing them to score. So you're looking at, if you're the Angels, from any team looking for success on the field as from a pitcher front, you're looking at runner prevention, so less guys on base, and you're looking at run prevention, so less run scoring, obviously, right? Less runners equals less runs scored. Both of them, if they're good, that's what equals success. And he did both of those things in 2021. So the numbers in 2021, if you're looking just at those, I mean, there is no, it would be insane to think that the Angels wouldn't be looking at him, right? That would be crazy. Those numbers in 2021 are eye-opening. And that's why he was so good this year. And that's what everyone's looking at. Can he repeat that in 2022? That is the question mark. And that is what we're going to talk about in our next segment. It's Thanksgiving, and we all know what that means. Not only turkey, football. And nothing goes better with football and turkey than betting. BetOnline has you covered all holiday season, more props, odds, and lines than ever before. BetOnline remains your number one spot for all the sports action this Thanksgiving. Head to our new updated desktop or mobile website and sign up today. Receive a 50% welcome bonus with the promo code LOCKEDON. That's locked on to get that bonus. And it's not just football. BetOnline has pro and college hoops, National Hockey League, boxing, UFC, and even Vegas casino games. Don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers for the 2021 season. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports. BetOnline, we're stuffed with deals thanks this Thanksgiving. This episode is also brought to you by DirecTV Stream. Does this sound familiar? You've got one device that lets you catch the game live, another one that lets you stream your favorite shows, and you're watching sports highlights on your phone, and you got your best friend login. It is just, you have a million ways to try and watch all these things, right? I want to tell you about a simple way to get all the entertainment you love without the hassle, and a great way to finally get your TV together. It's called DirecTV Stream, and it brings your live TV and on-demand favorites like never before, so you can watch all your favorite sports, including the Halos, movies, and shows all in one place. That means no more juggling remotes and no more new devices, and the best part is there's no annual contract. So get rid of the clutter and the confusion and get your TV together with DirecTV Stream. You can learn more at DirecTV.com. That's DirecTV.com. Compatible device required. Content varies by package. back here on Locked On Angels. All right, what about the opposite side? We have laid out the great numbers in 2021. And that's kind of where I want to start and stop. This is the question mark about Robbie Ray. And we're going to talk about why the Angels aren't going to sign him. They may be coming at it, and other teams might be coming at it, that 2021 was a fluke. It can be a gamble, and it is a gamble, if he can repeat these numbers in 2021. Can he repeat the 2021 numbers? Because he has not done all those things together at once. All those numbers that we laid out at once, he has not been able to do that all at once until 2021. He's only 30 years old, granted, so he's still got plenty of life left in that arm. But when there's guys right now, at least as of the taping of this episode, there's guys like Marcus Stroman on the market who has not changed much. And of course, we've laid it out on our Making the Case series with Stro. He's a guy that has not changed his repertoire pretty much at all throughout his entire career. He has not changed the way he pitches, the style he pitches. Obviously, he's tweaked things here and there. But as far as overarching theme, he has been doing everything the entire time. So when there's a guy like that on the market, the Angels would likely shift in that direction first. So if you're looking, at least from my vantage point, and you know, all this comes with the grain of salt that it's my vantage point, but they might be looking at guys like that. The Halos are probably looking right now at their 2022 staff as of this record, that Noah Syndergaard is a fairly large gamble, right? He's a bit of a question mark. Can he return to the late 2010s form and the Noah Syndergaard that everybody knows and loves? Can he do that coming off of Tommy John? I don't think he can't. That's for darn sure. I think there's still plenty left in Noah Syndergaard. But taking a second gamble, like Noah Syndergaard, I know they're different situations, but that in their own right are still gambles on both ends, that might be a tough sell. Especially considering that, yes, Noah Syndergaard is a one-year deal at this point. If it doesn't work out, adios, see you later. But Robbie Ray is going to take a multi-year commitment. So are you putting all your faith in 2021's numbers? That's the question mark. On that front, we kind of talked about the ground ball versus fly ball debate, especially at Angel Stadium. Angel Stadium and the Angels have typically always favored fly ball pitchers, right? Robbie Ray relies a little bit more on fly balls, right? And it's only a little bit. It's not like this massive, massive leap. But over the last couple of years, he has favored more fly balls. From my vantage point, I think the Angels, and again, this is my vantage point, might be starting to shift to look towards ground balls a little bit more with the proliferation of fly balls and launch angle. And toss that in with the Angels' strong infield defense that they'll have in 2022, regardless of the shortstop situation. They have two Gold Glove finalists on the right side of the infield and one that could be at third base as well in Rendon, Fletcher, and Walsh. So I think the Angels might start looking towards ground balls a little bit more. If they can get guys that get more ground balls, then that might favor them a little bit better. And guys like Stroman or even trading for Luis Castillo might be more the route they're looking at, because those are guys that get not only A ground balls, but weak ground balls, right? So Robbie Ray is a guy that's relying a little bit more on fly balls. Again, it's not a massive difference than what he's done in the past, but is starting to trend more towards the fly ball. And the other thing is, Robbie Ray has expressed interest in returning to Toronto. And obviously, Toronto has incentive to bring him back. Look what he just did for you in 2021. He just got you a Cy Young. And for a team that is on the up in Toronto and sees a potential opening in the AL East, they are a team that is ready to compete, right? They have Bo Bichette. They have Vladdy Jr. Maybe they bring back Marcus Semien. If they bring back Semien and Ray, right? They have Kevin Biggio. They have these guys that are legit and have a serious opportunity and a serious window right now in the East. So if you're Robbie Ray, and take this kind of like from a personal standpoint, right? Because these guys are people too. Why would you leave? You just had the most success of your career. Easily had the most success of your career. Why leave? If you can stay and potentially get better for a team that's going to compete and a team that you're familiar with now and like, ostensibly, why leave? Why would you shift gears? It doesn't make much sense from a personal standpoint that he's going, I mean, yes, he hasn't signed at this point. I got to imagine, yes, he is still, you know, listening on offers and stuff and seeing what he could get. But you, one's got to figure, just from a personal standpoint, you would favor returning back to where you just had the most success of your life. Like, that just makes the most sense, right? Sometimes we forget that these guys are people too. And yes, the Angels could sell him, you know, on the fact that their team is on the up. But you know what you're going to get in Toronto. That's where he's coming from. And I think that might be the deterrent right now, is a sweepstakes for him. His stock has never been higher, and he's never had as much success at the major league level as he did in 2021. So for my money, if I'm Robbie Ray, I'm going, why am I going to leave? All right, back here on Locked On Angels, final segment, first listen of the day. This is where we're going to come at now. We talked about the first stuff, the good stuff, talked about the negative side. The Angels aren't going to do it, yada, 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 sweepstakes, all that stuff. Now let's decompress. Let's put it all in a nutshell for you. This is what I think is going to happen. This is all my opinion, but I think the Angels are probably going to come at this situation, if they are looking to spend on another starting pitcher in this way, I think Robbie Ray is probably their second option. I have no firsthand knowledge of the front office. None at all. But I think Marcus Stroman is probably still their number one target. They got Noah Syndergaard, and he is clearly the gamble, right? Right now, he is the gamble. And I think the Angels might come on a safer bet. We talk about the competitive window here on Locked On Angels a lot, right? And I think that they're going to want a guy that they can maybe trust in a hair more, right? And a guy that has been doing it pretty much the same way throughout his entire career. And that's Marcus Stroman. I think as long as Stroman, if you're watching this after Stroman has been picked up and Robbie Ray is still on the market, then I think that's the next option. But I think right now, Marcus Stroman still should be the number one target, right? Over Max Scherzer, over Robbie Ray, I think Stro is still the guy. Because that question, right, about Robbie Ray being the gamble is, can he repeat that performance with this different pitch mix and this different delivery? Will his walk rate stay as low as it was? You know the strikeouts are there. That's not a question. That strikeout rate per nine is still up there in the 11 to 12 range. But can that walk rate stay down in the twos? Can he consistently throw in the zone still after 2021? Can he repeat this uncharacteristically high left on base rate? These are some of the question marks for Robbie Ray, right? The Angels are slowly making a move towards a more analytical front office with the hiring of Connor Hinchcliffe from Driveline, Shohei's success in the last offseason with Driveline, and then now you add in Noah Syndergaard's impression of the Angels front office on the future of analytics. Maybe that's the one thing that sways, right? Starts to sway Robbie Ray. Obviously, money talks. Money's always going to talk. But you got to go to a place that you're feeling comfortable in. And I don't know if Robbie Ray is going to be persuaded enough, right? I think he has to be persuaded out of Toronto. Hey, the Angels did it with Noah Syndergaard, but can they do it again? And are they comfortable committing to Robbie Ray for multiple years while also knowing that 2021 might be an anomaly? You don't know that. You just don't know. Hey, I'll never root against a player like Robbie Ray, right? Rooting for his success, rooting for everybody's success. But from a front office standpoint, are you willing to make a second gamble when you've already made one on Noah Syndergaard, at least from their vantage point? So are the Angels willing to go multi-year and really go all in on Robbie Ray? That's where my pause is, and that's where I go, I don't know if this is as perfect a fit as they might want. I could be wrong. Again, I have no firsthand knowledge of this front office. But just from the outside looking in, my perspective, I don't know if they're willing to do that moving down the line. But of course, I want to get you in this conversation. Please leave a comment down below right here on YouTube. Do you think the Angels should, and do you think the Angels will make a serious attempt to go after Robbie Ray. I still think Marcus Stroman's the number one guy. I know that's not a unique take whatsoever, but I think it's just a perfect marriage. Again, if you have missed that episode or the Max Scherzer episode and any of them, you can click on the Hop Stove playlist that is in our YouTube channel. Of course, scroll back if you're listening on the audio side. If you are on the audio side, send me a tweet. How do you feel about this? What do you think about this information that I just laid out at Locked On Angels or at Steve Granato, Granado, or even better yet, give me a phone call. Tell me how you feel about this. 714-409-6396. 714-409-6396. Let me know how you feel about this. You could be on a future episode of Locked On Angels. And of course, if you are watching this before Thanksgiving, tell me what you're thankful for. That's also on the market. Don't forget to check out my other shows, Our Game. It's an 8-part docuseries. We asked the question, who is the Latino Jackie Robinson? And found out that the answer got way more complicated. Really cool stuff. It's a great off-season listen, especially as things slow down here, especially once the CBA runs out. There might be a lack of baseball news coming at you, so you might want to go back and listen to that episode, that show. Again, that's Our Game, O-U-R-G-A-M-E. It's linked in the show notes. Also linked in there, right underneath it, my other podcast, Movies I Should Have Watched, where my best friend Alex and I are watching all the old movies that we missed over the years and seeing if they hold up. Movies like Caddyshack, The Matrix, the original Ghostbusters, Clueless, B-Movie, and we'll be starting up our holiday episodes coming up here on December the 1st. That's our Christmas episode starting with Love Actually. Never seen Love Actually. That'll be coming out December the 1st. So check that out. That's Movies I Should Have Watched, available for free on all audio podcast platforms. Also available for free everywhere. Your second listen of the day, Locked On Bets, your daily one-stop shop for all your gambling needs. Locked On Bets, hosted by your boy Q with expert analysis and insight from Lee Sterling. All right, guys, that's going to do it for us in today's episode of Locked On Angels. Thanks so much for checking us out. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button. And if you are listening on the audio side, make sure to check auto downloads. That way you wake up to a new episode of Locked On Angels every single day. We are still 5 days a week here in the off season, 5 days every Monday through Friday. Locked On Angels is coming at you with more Angels goodness. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow. But until then, I'm Steve Granato. Later.